Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So now we're talking to Janelle Marie. We had Janelle on before.
Yeah, Janelle has, she's the founder and spokesperson for PositiveSingles.com. It's online dating for people with an STD.
Yeah, everything's up in Kansas City. Chlamydia is up probably 15%. Gonorrhea is up. Syphilis is way up from 2017
to 2018. Syphilis is up 71%.
Syphilis is growing 4 times as fast as gonorrhea and 10 times as fast as chlamydia. Chlamydia used to be the one.
Well, did you see the age, and you know this already, but you see the age range groups, like it's most prevalent in 20s to 30s.
Sure.
And then 60s up. It's 60 and over is where all the STDs are.
Well, because they're getting laid again. They're widowers. Uh-huh. Raising all kinds of hell and meeting new people. They forgot, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't get her pregnant.
I forgot what the game is.
Yeah, they were thinking pregnancy. They're not thinking the right way.
Yeah.
Right?
Our next guest is the founder and executive director of the STD Project, as well as being a spokesperson for Positive Singles, a dating website for those who are STD positive. And today she's here to talk with us about the recent findings that there has been a 71% rise in cases of syphilis in Kansas City over the past year. Please welcome Janelle Marie.
Janelle, how have you been?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, so you've got PositiveSingles.com. I remember speaking with you before. It's an online dating service for those people who've had to deal with STDs.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, mostly long-term infections are the folks who end up long-term or consistent members on the site, people who have things like herpes, HPV. But we do see a lot of folks with chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, like you were talking about, especially with late-stage tertiary syphilis. So that's oftentimes the folks who are diagnosed in older ages, like those over 60 populations.
You think people are crazy now? Wait till you get that late-stage tertiary stage syphilis when you go bananas, like, you know, like nutty. Because it does end in madness a lot of times.
It is. It's purported that Al Capone died of syphilis. I mean, there's a couple of, you know, stories about people years and years ago who, you know, they didn't know what they actually died for or went crazy or whatever. And I mean, we can laugh about it, but it truly is a thing. Like, it's a preventable illness. I mean, especially the late stages, it's a curable infection. And
right.
So, but you don't know unless you get tested because you don't get symptoms.
Well, it's, yeah, because that's what happens is you have that, the original situation, and then it goes away. And then, you know, people are so weird about their genitals, they're like, oh, okay, that's over. What they don't know is it's just waiting, hiding in your brain, so later on it can make you go blind and nutty.
Oh, for sure. And that's with all infections. I mean, sometimes there are symptoms, like, yes, of course you might have that original sore or something, but it was with syphilis specifically, the sore is not painful. So if you're not actually checking out that area on a regular basis, getting the mirror out and examining and things and manscaping, whatever it is. I mean, if you're not doing that and being thoughtful about it and proactive, then you may not even notice that it was there to begin with. And then exactly, like, even if you did notice something, people immediately, as soon as it goes away, it's like, whew, thank goodness. Okay, I'm good to go. And that actually is usually not the case.
I'm telling you, man, I'll masturbate for the rest of my life before I go back out there again. Just it's too much.
Well, and
I mean, it's the safest form of sex, so self pleasure. Go for it. Yeah. Absolutely, high five. Yeah.
Now, can I ask you? They had said within our study here in Kansas City that they saw more cases with heterosexual community, the men in particular, and that they noticed that a lot of times doctors aren't asking married partners about being checked because they just assume they're married. But in a lot of cases, obviously, they're stepping out on their spouse and loved ones. Or there's also the swinging crowd. Have you seen much increase with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's increase across the board, all populations, all orientations, and especially when you have someone who's in a potentially monogamous long-term relationship like a marriage, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're monogamous and they have only one partner. It also doesn't mean that they didn't have something that they brought into the relationship and had an infection long before they ever got married. I mean, that, especially with these syphilis cases, they're getting diagnosed after having had the infection 10, 15 years later. So, you know, you never know. Like, you may have had it and not known, and then you may have given it to your partner, your husband or wife and never have known you were infected at all. So, yeah, it ends up shocking folks. But again, that's just why testing is important.
So I'm looking at the dating here in Kansas City, right in there, like this girl from Topeka, super hot. What's HSV2?
I'm not sure.
What is HSV2? I assume herpes of some, is it the herpes virus 2?
Yeah, herpes simplex 1 and 2 can both be genital, but it was like traditionally thought of that 1 was oral and 2 is genital. And finding that people are contracting HSV1 like cold sores via oral sex all the time, so genitally as well. So yeah. Now it's almost, they can be in both locations or whatever, yeah. So HSV2 is going to be your herpes simplex virus type 2.
Yeah, this chick's cute as a bug. I'm like, oh.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck, man. And so that's what, so she wants, and it almost seems worth it.
Hey, at least for once you know what you're getting. It's all laid out.
I'm like, she's pretty cute, man. I'm like,
that's a bump in the road. What?
Right? Take your chances.
I hope people assume that somebody who has an STI, STD, like a herpes, any kind of STI, really, syphilis, whatever, that they look a certain way, they act a certain way, with a certain number of people. And, you know, none of those things are accurate. And that's the thing, too, is, like, you can have an infection and not transmit it to your partner. So I've had herpes since I was 16 years old. I'm 36 now. And I have transmitted it before, but the vast majority of my partners have not contracted it. I'm also married. And right now, as far as we're aware, my husband does not have it, and we have a great sex life. So
trust me,
people think like, oh no, I'm going to sign up for this and now I'm stuck with it. And that's not necessarily the case.
I am far more selfish than I am judgmental. So this exercise.
As you should be. We all should be a little bit more selfish and less judgmental. I like that. I'm on board.
Yeah. I'm like, when I see that, I don't think, oh, I'm judging you. I'm thinking, oh, damn. What would I do? Like, what's the point? I'm thinking much more about me and much less about where you got it. I don't give a goddamn.
How you're doing emotionally.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Now, can I ask, because I had heard, and I didn't know if it was actually fact, that if someone has one of these diseases, they can kind of feel an outbreak or symptoms coming on to where they know to shut themselves off to their partner if they have it and the person you're with does not.
Yeah, so I get active outbreaks. I'm one of the people who is more like traditional. I get normal outbreaks or active outbreaks, whereas I can tell that they're coming on and feel like some symptoms, some prodrome symptoms is what they're called technically, like tingling and things like that. So I know at that point to avoid intimate contact and sexual activity and whatever to reduce the risk to my partner or partners. But not everybody gets actual outbreaks. The majority of people with all STIs, including things like herpes and HPV, are asymptomatic. So if you're asymptomatic, you can still transmit the virus to somebody else or the infection to someone else, but you oftentimes have less shedding, less viral shedding.
I'm so horny.
Less of a risk if you're not getting active outbreaks.
Yeah, I couldn't be hornier on this Friday. Couldn't that be more sexually excited right now?
And just in time for Valentine's Day, a week away.
For Valentine's Day.
It is. It's right on the right train of thought, though.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're right.
He's coming up, and for sure. So, I mean, it's just good to be aware.
It is.
It's a little scary because nobody wants a new infection. Nobody wants to have to deal with that and have to disclose. And, I mean, there is. There's a lot of fear and shame and stigma around surrounding that. So it makes sense, and I get it. Nobody wants to sign up for it. I don't want a cold or the flu tomorrow. You know, I don't want anything new. But some of these things are just a product of us being intimate with one another, sharing our bodies.
Of
and
course.
There's also rewards for that, you know, like high five for good sex.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. No, be safe, man. That's amazing. Listen, herpes is forever, but it's not fatal. You know what I mean? Like, so people live, they want love, they want to meet another person. Yeah, get on the website, give it a go, man. You know, the good news is with a bunch of the hepatitis stuff, they're getting great medicine now, so a lot of that stuff's getting defeated. But you know, Marie, positivesingles.com. So if you've come up positive for herpes or something else, there's some beautiful girls on there.
Tons of different kinds of people, all different ages, walks of life, background experiences. I mean, STIs, I don't judge. They don't care. They impact everyone from everywhere, and it really doesn't make a difference.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's a great way to, like, get your feet wet, start dating again, especially if you're worried about having to have that talk with people. I mean, it's a good way to start and realize, like, you still got game, you're still amazing.
You can
date and hang out and have great sex and have a wonderful, healthy sex life, and your STI doesn't have to impact that.
You're a good person for doing this, Chanel.
It's my pleasure. I enjoy it.
You stay there. Singles.com. I think I'm a bad person because as I was clicking through, I thought of a couple exes. It would be great if I spotted them on there.
Just to make you feel just a little.
Yeah. You know, and then you do the math and make sure your history is cool, but still.
Of course.
Further back, way back.
Then you know you can sleep well.
Just a couple, you're like, oh, good.
Of course you got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.